What up, world? It's your boy D, a.k.a. Clutch.
And it's your girl, Machi.
And you're now tuned into another episode of Official Talk Podcast.
And you know how we do? We start off every episode by taking some...
Shots. Let's get it
popping.
Yeah. Ching, ching.
Salud.
Salud.
Brother.
Salud, sister. You gotta look me in my eye. You gotta look me in my eye. Woo! That's good. Yeah. I like shots. I like taking shots.
We like that dark liquor, clearly.
All right, before we get started, I want to say this episode is sponsored by Westside Clothing Brand. You can't really see here while I'm rocking it, but it got a little pink here. Matchy, what you wearing?
I'm wearing Z.
From the City of Gods, right?
Uh-huh. From the City of Gods.
Dope movie.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice, comfortable.
The IG.
You guys can follow the Westside Co. at the Westside Co. on Instagram. All
right, cool. Yeah. Website?
Website is thewestsideco.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get it. All right.
All right, guys. So
I really like that shirt, though. No lie.
Honestly, it's really nice. Yeah, the sweater is really nice. I like the material of it, too. It's really nice and cozy.
No, that character.
Like, you would just need, like, wicked. A one jacket on top of them. Yeah.
For Canada, not here.
Yeah.
Canada, A. Not for here. But nah, that character was wicked. But how you feeling, yo?
I'm good, yeah. Man. I can't even complain.
That shot,
I can never complain. Shot is still going down slowly.
It's so smooth for me.
What's up with you?
I mean, I'm loving it. I'm loving I love when we get together now.
Yeah.
It's the thing. I love it. I'm gonna have to get used to doing the virtual thing again, the Zoom thing again. But I love it when we're here together.
Yeah, it's nice. It's personal.
It's very personal.
It's very personal.
It's cool. It's me. Until you get tired of me, you be like, yo, fuck this nigga. I don't want to deal with his ass anymore.
No, I don't think so. Oh. I mean, I don't think we can ever get there again, to be honest.
She said again.
We took our long break. I think it's enough, you know? So today I actually want to talk about toxic human beings or even relationships. So, SZA. Yeah, that girl is...
Yeah.
I just killed my... No.
Anytime I hear toxic, I think of that song.
That is like the most toxic. And they played out in the clubs too, and the girls go crazy.
They be singing.
Yo, that's like real toxic.
That is toxic.
Yeah, so technically, I kind of just want to know your perspective of when you should walk away from toxicity in a relationship, friendship, family. But then I kind of want you to start off by telling me, like, what are your four, like, major toxic traits that you do not fuck with?
I mean, toxic.
At least four. Like, if, maybe that's too much. But.
Toxic could be sexy now, depending on how it is, though.
Okay, red flag.
But listen.
You're a walking red flag.
But listen. All right, so my take on toxicity, mm-hmm. you said? I feel like you should walk away from a toxic relationship. When it gets, like, if it's verbally or physically abusive. Dominican women are really abusive.
No, we're not.
Very abusive.
We are not abusive.
So very toxic.
We're quick with our hands, but we're not abusive.
Very abusive. Italians, too.
No, it's just that stop. Like,
your hands on, like,
stop talking.
Right?
Like, yeah, we're not. It's like a hit of love.
Love taps?
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
You should accept those toxic traits.
That's how it starts. Look at Kelly. What's her name? The one that killed her husband?
The who?
The muscle lady that we...
Oh, Killer Sally?
Killer Sally?
Killer
whatever.
Sally?
Yeah. It probably started off with love taps, and look what happened.
Shit. Yeah. I would never want to get hit by anybody that browlick.
You talking about her, right?
I don't know if it hurts as the same as somebody that's scrawny, but I know I'm scared.
No, but like on the real, like... A time, like I said, to walk away from a toxic relationship is definitely if it becomes like a mental fuck, or they're putting their hands on a person, whether it's a guy or a girl. I definitely feel like it should be time to walk away. For some people, it's hard
because
some people like it.
Yeah,
like I've heard a female
or
say,
used to it, I guess,
or they get accustomed to it, they get comfortable.
Yeah.
Like I heard a female say that. She will purposely start fights with her dude because she noticed the sex was good, like the makeup sex was good.
Toxic.
Yeah, but hey.
So like purposely fight, like bring up some crazy, like traumatizing thing, or just like any fight, like any, why
I guess she knew the buttons to push to get him upset.
And then that was just turn her on and she would want to just like attack him?
Yeah, she just wanted to fuck. Women are crazy.
You know, but that doesn't go too far off of people that are, you know, like makeup sex. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess she likes to make up a lot, is what I'm understanding from her behavior, her toxic behavior. Because a lot of people enjoy makeup sex. Like, oh, it's either like, you know, like there's like, I think there's a few sexes that like feel good, like makeup sex. I think, like after like a certain like
drunk,
nice,
what about drunk?
Drunk is one, like,
toxic.
You know,
that's toxic too.
Maybe off of people, like some next crazy ass.
A lot of people will call their ex when they drunk, mm-hmm. and go back to them, mm-hmm. knowing that it was a toxic relationship, yeah. but knowing that they, I mean, I guess that's the benefits of a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Whether it's a friend zone type thing or whether it's a relationship type thing.
I don't know if her behavior goes too far off. I think unless it goes, unless she's Dominican and she hits, or Italian and she hits, yeah. and then starts a verbal argument.
I mean, but
that's abuse.
A lot of the toxic relationships that I've like heard of, mm-hmm. It all started from something small. They didn't mm-hmm. really notice they were in a toxic relationship
right.
until they start talking to friends and family and I guess start evaluating the relationship mm-hmm. and they notice like, yo, you're in a toxic guy's relationship. So it can't creep up on you. But my thing again is like, you gotta put your foot down with certain shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cause people will do stuff continuously if you allow them to do it,
yeah.
whether it's toxic or not. If a female or a man put his hands on their significant other and you stay and they're going to continue to do it
mm-hmm.
until you say enough and leave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you never leave, they're going to continue doing it. And yeah. some people think that shit is love.
They do.
They think if you don't argue in a relationship or a fight, they think you don't love them.
I mean, I feel like in most cases, you have to be very mentally strong to want to stay in a relationship after you are physically abused. But to be honest, a lot of people do say because it is a toxic behavior that they like. If it can go deeper than just like you're, you know, it can be trauma, a tragic thing that happened to that person that like the abuse, and that's where they like to stay.
So do you think like, trying to think of the word
masochist people, dominatrix.
Yes. Do you think that's a toxic relationship?
That's toxic.
Huh?
I think that's toxic.
Because they like to get whipped and choked and slapped and all that
yeah,
type
it's
of
toxic.
Shit.
Yeah.
But that's toxic.
True.
Because that's not a, well, I can't say it's not.
It's not norm.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
not normal to us. I feel like that's toxic.
That is a kink, though. But it's
toxic
kink.
Yeah.
No, but a lot of people also can only get aroused or, like, you know,
being
come
choked.
after being, like,
choked.
You know, like, whipped. It is a thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
I think that's just been such a, like, norm in society that doesn't seem as, like, something that's abusive.
I mean, but then again, like, to the point, everybody has their own opinion of toxic relationship because... Mm-hmm. Someone from the outside could look at a relationship and be like, oh, your man always wants you to cook for him. He always wants you to clean for him. You always doing this. That's a toxic relationship because mm-hmm. you always doing this for your man,
mm-hmm.
which the female in that relationship, that could be the norm to her
mm-hmm.
and she could continue doing it. So I think there's different definition people wise of what a toxic relationship is. Because
mm-hmm.
again, you might think it's toxic. I might think it's norm. I might think it's normal. You might think it's toxic. So it just all depends on, so I can't really say what I think in a whole a toxic relationship is. I could just go off what, you know, my opinion, what I think. So listeners, I'm not the dictionary. I'm not Webster. I'm not whatever, Wikipedia.
So listen, like one of like the
but
four.
But if they slapping you, leave. Shit. Fuck that.
There's
the
top four negative traits that is technically known for something that's like abusive is when you get into controlling behavior.
Mm.
Controlling behavior, mistrust can lead into like somebody being again obsessive or even like crazy.
True.
Disrespect, like I guess allowing disrespectful like verbal or even like mannerisms, like, you know, somebody slamming something or like, you know, slamming a door. And poor communication can also be a form of being toxic.
You know, it's crazy. I wouldn't even think. I mean, I always say, like we always say on here, communication is key in a relationship. But I never thought low communication in a relationship would be toxic. I mean, but it's not really ignoring. It's like if y'all both not communicating, though. But if both...
Yeah.
But what if they're both not communicating well?
It's still toxic.
But it's going to both persons, though. Like, No. Listen. No, but there could be the part where it's not a lot of communication in the relationship, but they're both okay with it.
Yeah, but it's still toxic. In my opinion, it's still toxic because...
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't think communication in a relationship could be toxic.
Poor communication skills.
Poor communication. Because you got people in relationships, especially as they get older, they don't communicate a lot.
And they don't. Will be in different, you're right.
They will be in different bedrooms, but that's the norm for them. They're okay with it. Oh, we don't...
But that's not healthy.
Again,
at all.
It goes back to... I'm telling you, that's why I said older people. That's why I said older people, because I've met older couples that will say, he sleeps here, I sleep in here. You watch TV, the only time they really talk is at when they eat dinner, or if they might go out here, but they don't communicate a lot. That's why I was like, it seems like it's an older thing, because you have people that have relationships where they don't communicate like that.
But like back in the day, it was more about like providing. So it's like you're doing your job. Yeah.
But we don't know that. We basing off what we think. You know what I'm saying? It goes. If you really talk to older couples, then you would understand that. Maybe you're talking to a different generation who had maybe a different class. But if you talk to certain individuals from different classes of that same time, they'll tell you. But the people that I'm talking to, right? And I'm getting this information from, it's norm for them. So I can't, who am I? No, but who am I to say it's toxic if they're telling me this is what they doing is working for them? I can't say it's toxic. You might think it's toxic.
I think you're focusing on saying, for example, I'm saying it's toxic. I'm telling you, some people are comfortable with it because that's just how they
work. Like the norm.
But they've already expressed, right? I'm not calling it toxic. I'm just saying, like, it sounds sad for you because my grandparents, who are from, one was born in 1936, one was born in 1941. My grandmother is a very dominant woman, but my grandfather was also a very dominant man, but knew how to accommodate. Trust me when I tell you, she said she was raised a certain way, which was her mom said, you do what the man says, you put up with it, all of that. No, that wasn't her way.
That's just how she was going.
Father was mainly quiet because he felt she overtalked him.
But I get it, but it still goes back to what I was saying. If I'm talking to two older people in their 80s and they're telling me he has a room, I have a room, this it works for us. We don't communicate all the time. I can't base their...
I get what you're saying. Saying that because it worked for them and it wasn't something that was like, oh, like,
other people
dreadful
might see it
that it was like,
yeah, other people
they,
might see
they
toxic,
were able to accept
but
it.
They're okay with it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. We all have our definition of toxicity in a relationship.
I think if you go, like, if you want to do studies about that and maybe even like see what a psychologist has to say, they'll probably deem it unhealthy and toxic for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
However, back in the day, like that was just normal. Like even hearing stories about my grandma and my grandpa, like my grandpa was just doing his thing. He would come and provide, and that was what kept my grandmother happy. But even her as a human, she never really exchanged much words. Like, from what I understand. But, like, for me now, like, I believe, yes, poor communication it can be a toxic behavior because it causes little bickerings and fights and stuff like that. Like, you know, that's the thing is that it's like because you're not communicating about the bigger picture of what makes you feel this type of way, you start losing some type of, like, confidence in being able to communicate to your partner.
So,
like,
my question
is,
who's the toxic one then? The one that's not communicating or the one that accepting the fact that the person's not communicating?
That relationship doesn't sound like it works out for both of them.
But who's the who's the toxic person?
I think...
Are they both toxic or one person is more toxic than the other one?
I think that... You're saying, like, the person communicating? If that person
is... The one that's not communicating and the one that's accepting the fact that they're not communicating right. Who's the more toxic one?
The one that's not accepting, I think.
The one that's not communicating?
Yeah. The one that's not accepting that...
No, but there's one, like I said, like, all right, I'm not communicating, but this person's okay with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They voice the fact that they don't like it, but they're accepting it. Who's the more toxic
The person that's accepting.
Okay. Yeah. So I agree.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're accepting it, you're allowing them to continue to be the way that they're being.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like toxic relationships could start from, if you allow someone to disrespect you, they're going to continue to do it. It's going to cause the relationship to get toxic. In some states, yes. I mean, we could agree to disagree. But if you're allowing them, if you're giving the power to them, they're not going to think they're toxic because you're letting them do it. But if you're allowing them to continue to do it, yes, the person that's doing it is going to be toxic, is bringing that toxic in, but you're accepting it. So if you're accepting that toxicity or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you're allowing it. You're making it seem like it's okay.
So I feel like for me, it's more like accepting that we don't have to talk about what makes us feel some type of way. Like, I'm accepting that you feel some type of way, I feel some type of way, but we don't have to talk about it. Like, I feel like the person that's just like, nah, like, just let's just be bygones or whatever the saying is, and let's just continue. I think that person that's accepting that they're okay not to talk about their issues and communicate, whatever, and communicate, like, that person is the more toxic person to me. However, the person that's probably trying to express themselves or even, you know, trying to get some words out for another person to understand, and they get, or whatever the case is, like, if you want to communicate, but you're not allowed to do that in a specific way, then, like, you know, I think that the other person should accept that maybe their partner needs to talk and express themselves. Like,
but I get it. If they express it to the person, mm-hmm. yes, but if they're not saying shit and accepting it,
mm-hmm.
the person's just going to continue to do it.
Yeah.
Because you're not vocalizing, like, yo, I don't like this.
Right.
If you keep kicking my dog and I'm not saying nothing, you're going to keep kicking the dog
mm-hmm.
until I say, yo, stop kicking my fucking dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know? I get what you mean.
Because you're allowing them to kind of continue to do something.
All right. So now we have, well, I kind of just want to see, like, what are some traits that you might accept that are toxic from your significant other?
Ooh, shit.
Like, you know that person is toxic, but I'm allow it.
I don't know. I mean,
just like in general, it doesn't have to be like specific.
Because a lot of things could be toxic. Like, to be honest, I really don't know.
So, like, I can say, for example, let's go back to, because I kind of feel like I brought it up before, mm-hmm. but let's say husband that's out working, or when we're talking about addiction, like mm-hmm. you know, a husband that's working his ass off and his wife is like, hey, I need you to be more at home and whatever, and like, they know the wife is like, this is like a ultimate issue and problem for me,
mm-hmm.
but they allow it to happen to the point where it's just like, I'm gonna accept this because of the fact that, like, you do all these other stuff for me. Or I think that's like a toxic trait that you might accept from your significant other, because it's just like, I don't like it. It hurts me. It makes me feel bad when I have to, like, do this, that,
but it kind of goes back to what you said in one of the episodes where the person likes to be out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, no. Actually, take that back, because you're saying a toxic that you like.
Yeah. That you accept.
That you accept.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, to be honest. that I accept, because I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't really care for. I mean, if it's sexual, I probably like it. If it's sexual, I mean, I'm not into the whips and I'm not into the whips and choke me shit. But you know what I mean. A little makeup sex is always good, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like her trait, it's toxic, but it just depends how far you're going.
Like that girl, oh yeah, girl, you know, tear that up tonight. You mad at me? Alright, you know, like you know. But I, honestly, I don't know. There might be one, but I can't really think of a positive or a toxicness that I like in a relationship. Because once you hear the word toxic, it just sounds like toxic. Sounds bad.
It sounds horrible.
It sounds horrible.
Like there's no good toxic.
There's no good toxic. Not at all. Not at all.
What do you think are some, like, let's say you're getting into a new relationship, right? And you see some red flags, but you really fucking with this person. Like, I can see myself, but you see the biggest red flags. What are some things that you feel like you should be addressing? Should you have to address that in the beginning? Like, I really like you. However, I don't like that you do this, this, that.
I mean, just
this is your toxic behavior. Sphere, I'll accept off, you
like
if you
off,
change.
Off top right now, like I would say like certain way women dress.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could be a single guy out and I see this chick, I'm like, damn, shorty look good. You know what I'm saying? The way you know what I mean, the way she carrying herself, like, damn, she look good. And I could be attracted to that. Mm-hmm. But once I get with her, I wouldn't want her to dress like that anymore. And then she continues to dress like that, then a problem will call, you know?
I think you're toxic for that.
I think I am. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
You're toxic for that.
I wouldn't even disagree.
Yeah.
I agree. But then again, no, let me disagree. Fuck that. I'm disagreeing. Because how am I toxic? Because she's portraying that. That's how she's dressing. That's how she wants to present herself to the world.
Uh-huh.
I'm attracted to that. I'm not toxic for that. I'm not changing how she is. So but I feel like it's a level of respect. If you out here dressing ass out, blah, 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 whatever, and you single, you're going to attract certain dudes. But when you get with a dude, and I feel like you dressing still like you single, that's a little disrespect.
What is dressing like you're still single? First of all, like, okay, listen.
You going to wear an ass out dress when you in a relationship by yourself?
But it depends on what you're okay, but if you meet a woman dressed and acts a certain type of way and you wife her and then all of a sudden you're married to her and it's just like, all right, I don't like that you wear this, that, and this.
It's not
when she knows,
though.
But hold up, but she actually knows and feels like, yo, this is how I feel sexy. Why you take that away from her?
But
because she married you anyways.
It's a level to it. I feel like I'm not gonna be like, oh, you gotta change your ways completely, but be a little more conservative.
Like less legs, more titties, less legs.
Compromise. There gotta be a compromise some way. Cause the way you dress, you got me. Cause you were single. Why continue to dress like that unless you're trying to get somebody else?
No, because she dressed like that. Yeah, she just like dressing like that. It makes her feel nice.
And then me personally, in that situation. If I had a conversation with her and she continued to dress like that, then I know that situation is not for me.
Well, that's your preference, I guess. That's something that you don't like. However, I think is if you lose out on wanting, like, let's say you have a great connection with this woman, but you know this is me. She goes, this is
she
me.
Dressed like a thot
this
all
is
the
how
time.
This is how I dress. And okay, maybe when you're married and whatever you wanna, and when you have kids, I understand you wanna modify, like, you know, showing your belly or whatever the case is. But if she does it in a way that's really sexy and elegant still, I don't think she should, like, that should be a source of conversation. There's some things that are for sure provocative. You know, like, okay, but, it's, whoa, right, what are you doing?
So, boom, she wear an outfit that attract me to her. I like her. We talking, whatever, right? We talking, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to change it. She go out with her girls and she wear that same outfit and niggas is hollering at her. Who's she calling? Who's she calling, though?
Excuse me, I'm taken. But, no, don't touch me.
And the dude don't respect that. He's still trying
that
to pursue
that. That is that dude's problem, but if she's then, doing her due listen, diligence.
That's causing a problem to me now. Because as a man, I'm going to her, hey, help. Yes, it's her fault.
Hold on. So if she goes out with you, is she still allowed to Jesper?
Help me. No, but I wouldn't try to change her. I will. No.
The man said, I'm going to wife that and be like, change.
Right? So what advice would you give a guy? That met a girl that's dressing provocative and he wants her to kind of cover up a little bit. What advice would you
give? Well, I'll piggyback what Ross said. Like, have a conversation before you wife it. But I also feel like you shouldn't necessarily have too much of a say. Because if you're going for somebody that's dressed extremely provocative and you're dealing with that, then that's what attracted you to her. So let her be herself still, you know what I mean? But have the conversation first. Be like, yo, like, you know, maybe do more or less of this, but don't be like, I need you to change completely, because that's extremely wrong. You're not a you're not the girl's parent. Like, that's just what it is. Like, but I feel like as a woman too, like, I understand that if you are dressing a little bit too provocative, it depends on how you feel. If you feel like, okay, this is making my significant other, my partner, feel uncomfortable, just have a little bit of maybe consideration and be like, he doesn't like this, like, you know. But it doesn't mean to just, like, flat out change because he doesn't like it. Nah.
No, I agree. I'm not even going to say I disagree. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like if you met the person like that, definitely have that conversation at the beginning before you try to get into anything serious. Because if you don't have that conversation, once you get into that, they're going to be like, this is how you met me. This is how I am. This is how I'm going to be. So I feel like that could cause problems. Yo, at the end of the day, pay attention to who you fucking with. We're going to say it
choose
again.
Right, I guess.
Check out the red flags. Pay attention to all red flags, yo. Because you don't want this situation to happen.
And if you like toxic, then just stay with toxic. Like, that's just your preference. I mean, whatever.
It is what everybody.
That's your problem, not mine.
It's different, you know what I mean? But thank the listeners. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Make sure you follow us on IG at Official Talk Podcast, TikTok, Official Talk Podcast. And if you want to email us, send us an email at officialtalk1@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you for rocking with us.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.